Welcome to Sock Talk, episode 47, take three.
It's take two.
This is Deidre.
I'm Lisa.
Yes. Welcome back.
See, we recorded 10 minutes before. The first, 6 minutes was very boring. Besides, yucky. Our thing with that. But, in other news...
And then you stopped it, and you're just like, we're done with this. We're going to re-record it.
Well, because
and
I'm like, very no. Passionate about what you're talking about, then you lost your train of
it's
thought.
It's already 9:12 p.m.
Not a.m.?
No.
Okay, let's talk about your Tinder guy again.
Yes.
That, you
I'll start it all over.
Start from the beginning.
Okay, let's get started. So, I matched with this guy on Tinder a while ago. We were chatting. This was a couple months ago. Chat, blah, blah, blah. And then it, dissipates. And he just, stops. He doesn't respond. Fine, whatever. Not
typical.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, whatever. I've done that before, too. No. And then he magically reappears and messages me. He's like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I'm just pretty sure I thought you ghosted me. Blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, never. Anyways, so then we started chatting a little bit. And then he's like, so are we ever going to meet? And I was like, possibly. And he's like, so when? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, maybe we can meet for coffee or dinner this weekend. And he's like, I thought we could just meet and talk. It's like, meet and talk? what the heck is that? An interview.
An interview.
Yeah. And so, I was asking you about it. I was like, what the heck does that even mean? I've literally never heard that before.
I said, he wants to meet you first.
To see if you're, worth dating.
Worth a $50 meal.
Exactly. He doesn't want to invest anything.
Not even coffee.
No, exactly. And so, I, called him out. I said, was this an interview? Do I need to prepare a PowerPoint? And he's like, blah, 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 blah. And then... We went back and forth, and it's like, whatever. But then finally, he's like, oh, well, let's meet for supper tonight. And he lives, like you said, 30, 40 minutes outside mm-hmm. of town. Outside of town,
and I would have to. And he wanted you to drive to him.
Yeah, he wanted me to meet him. And yes. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Well, I thought about it because, like I said, he was going to pay for dinner. So I was like, okay, well, I guess I can put for some effort.
Mm-hmm.
And no.
No, it's a no
instead
for you.
We ordered pizza and watched The Handmaid's Tale.
Way better.
Yeah, and I messaged him. I was like, oh, I guess it's not gonna work tonight, blah blah blah. And he's like, oh, well, he's like, I was bored, so bored. He's like, I thought I would just drive and meet you there. And I was mm-hmm. like, why didn't you say that in the first place?
Yeah.
And why are you so bored? Like I said, that's one of my pet peeves.
You have two children.
Yes. But apparently whatever
you don't talk to.
Yeah.
I know, but like I was saying, Tinder or whatever, when you first meet somebody, back in the day, the guy more or less went through the wooing stage, back then for me, they called me on the phone, mm-hmm. and they're talking to me on the phone for hours, and you go on the date, and they pick you up, and all this cute shit, and now... Mm-hmm. Men are lazy.
Mm-hmm.
They're
yeah, I'm lazy too, though.
I'm lazy too, but they don't want to put forth the effort.
Mm-hmm.
And women want to be won over.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we're strong, independent women, mm-hmm. we still want somebody to do something nice for
That's
us.
That's true. But I did message, like I said, I asked him, what he was looking for, because I'm like, was he just, looking to hook up? Is that what this is? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, he's like, well, whatever. He's like, maybe just start with friendship and see where it goes from there. And I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty much the same, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, so you apparently don't want to invest, any effort or anything or anything financially.
In this friendship.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, I don't want to, get caught up and catch feelings or something like that. I'm like, okay, yeah. Whatever.
I hate when I catch feelings.
Yeah.
It makes me feel.
Yeah, exactly. I hate when I catch a cold, too.
Apparently you've caught asthma.
Yes. I'm sure they can hear me wheezing.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was saying, I had plans with a guy tonight where I thought, great, because we had kind of went on a couple dates together.
Mm-hmm.
I may have mentioned him before in another podcast, mm-hmm. but I won't even say what that was about.
No.
But I was like, And then I got ghosted. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, fine, whatever. Talk to other people. And then, like, out of the blue, then he starts talking to me again. I bring up that he ghosted me. Oh, no, he was going through whatever. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. So anyway, tonight we were, like, supposed to hang out. Mm-hmm. Chill. Like, at 7, play, like, darts or pool or whatever at the bar. And then he done, like, a Snapchat, like, 10 minutes before 7. And... like, we had talked earlier today, like, yeah, we're still on, whatever. He had done a Snapchat where he was, like, sitting at the bar. Well, not him, but, like, the TV screen where he's at the bar. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then I had opened it, and then I saw he was texting me something in Snap, but then it ended. Then it was gone, and then I sent him a Snap, which he never opened. And then I sent him a text. I'm like... you don't have to ignore me. It's fine. You and I, we were eating pizza. We watched Handmaid's Tale. Mm-hmm. I was very tired anyway because ever since I moved in here, I can't sleep in. Mm-hmm. Nor can I nap.
Mm-hmm. And here we are.
And here we are.
Exhausted.
Exhausted of men. Yeah. And watching Handmaid's Tale makes me hate men even more. I know. Because that's all their fucking idea. Yeah. Women just lay down and have sex with them to procreate, and their wives are right there watching them have sex with their handmaiden, like whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they have their little secret underground world here.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Typical. I know. I'm
done. Mm-hmm. Goodbye, men.
Yeah, and they were like, there was like a group of men talking about how they're going to implement this this plan or whatever, and then one of them was like, oh, well, we'll just tell the women this. They eat that shit up.
And women, we do eat shit up.
We do.
They show us attention, and they're so cute, and we eat that shit up, and then they ignore us the next day.
You know, that's like, what I've learned. Wrong? That's what I've learned. Like, anytime, like, now a guy, like, compliments me, I'm like, no. I don't believe, like, any compliments. I don't believe, like, any sweet things you say to me, because it's been all, like, a facade.
Mm-hmm. It's all said and done.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. I'm not eating this shit up.
No.
You can eat that shit up.
Eat your own shit.
Exactly. I'm not eating it.
Have you vomited on your shit?
Yes. I think each episode we talk about our dating and, like, how annoying men are.
Well, we're two women, single women, living together, sitting on the floor, watching TV. Mm. What else are we going to talk about?
We have lots of things to talk about, Lisa. Like, how annoyed I am at people who say they're bored.
Who was a man. Men in general.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, whatever. It's fine. It is what it is.
It is, and by now we should be used to it.
Yeah, I guess so. I kind of am, actually.
You kind of are.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always...
You have hope. I have no hope. I'm like...
I date all these people, and, like, every time I'm just like, why? Or you have, like, a great connection with somebody in the beginning that's like, meh.
Yeah, that does happen.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. That does. But maybe it's because we're so tired, too. Like, we can't put forth effort. Well, no, you put forth effort.
Do I?
Yeah, you do. I don't. Like, you, like, talk to people on the phone, and you, like, text them, and, like, try to, like, initiate things, and I'm just like, no.
When I just sound creepy.
No. I'm saying that you put forth effort.
Well, I mean,
like, no. People be like, oh, you want to talk on the phone? I'll be like, no. Why? You have to give me 3 weeks' notice, and then I'm going to pencil you in. Yeah. Make sure I'm not wheezy.
So how's Charlotte? Speaking of wheezy.
She's still living her best life at grandpa's and grandma's.
Getting a little chubby.
Yeah, like, it seems like she... And I know that that happens after you fix cats. Like, they get a little chubby, but I'm like, you're supposed to be cute and fit like me, Charlotte. Okay? Like, this is how this works.
You're ruining it, Charlotte.
Yeah, I know grandpa and grandma are probably giving you cookies while I'm not there.
Ice cream.
Yeah, probably. They give her, like, stuff, like, cats aren't supposed to have. Like, they're like, oh, here, play with this avocado pit. And I go over there, and I'm like, she's playing with an avocado pit, like, carrying it in her mouth. And I'm like, Mom, she's not supposed to have avocados. Cats aren't supposed to have avocados. So, I'm just like, And then today too. Okay, well, this is it. Okay, goodbye.